AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and coming up on 29 and a half, we'll say close to 30 minutes after 9 o'clock on a Monday morning. Second Monday of the month means it's an opportunity for me to welcome in Bartlesville's city manager, Ed Gordon, as well as members of the staff of the city of Bartlesville. Good morning, sir.
Charlie, it's been a while. It's last year I saw you last.
Gee whiz, it's been that long.
Well, it has been. It's been 2015 is the last time you and I were together.
Amazing that it's been that long. I don't know how the time flies so quickly.
It does happen when you're having fun, and we certainly are having fun. By the way, Larry says you're in control of the weather. I think it was 8 yesterday and 19 or something like that this morning, and you're in charge of what?
Larry is a recognized authority on gardening. I'm not sure I'm going to say that he's a recognized authority on weather, but if you want to promulgate that allegation, I guess I'll let you.
I'm promulgating. I'm blaming you for this cold weather. Well, it is wintertime, in spite of global warming.
Yes, it is.
A couple of things, Charlie, as I'm looking forward to the program this morning. We're going to talk all things golf here in just a moment.
Okay.
As we have, of course, I remember that show that was titled My Favorite Martian.
Oh, yes, Ray Walston.
Exactly. Yeah. Look at your memory snap to instantly. We'll have my favorite pro in here this morning.
Okay. What does a golf pro do in the wintertime anyway?
We're going to find out here in just a moment. In fact, Charlie, we can lead off with that question. Remind me. And then my favorite superintendent, Jody Shahan, is here. So Jerry and Jody here in just a moment. But before we get there,
yes,
a couple of things, some housekeeping items.
Okay, I'll let you keep house.
Tree mulching.
Yes.
Charlie, we yearly the Parks Department collects real Christmas trees that have been denuded of decorations.
Please denude your Christmas
tree. Yes, of decorations. And once you have neutered them, or what denuded, I bet whatever it is that happens,
removed all those
decorations.
Yeah,
take them to the upper parking lot at Sooner Park there on will be the east side of Madison Boulevard, north of the school, immediately north of the school, and there you can drop those off, and you'll see an area where it's cordoned off. And then in that same location, Bobby Robinson and staff will grind those, mulch those, and leave that there for a period of time and make it available to the public to be used. So,
and Larry, by the way, has mentioned a couple of times on the program that those Christmas tree mulch materials make a great, what he calls, base mulch, gets you down, and then it's as far as doing what mulch is supposed to do, slowing down the water evaporation from the soil in hot weather, and also slowing down the water as it tries to penetrate our soil in rainy weather. So, keeps the soil moisture a little bit more constant.
This is recycling. Instead of putting those trees in the landfill, you can put them in the flower beds once they've been ground up. So this program goes till the 17th of January, so take advantage of that. Also, I'd mention at City Council meeting a week ago tonight, the City Council received a grant from the Oklahoma Department of Transportation. I think this, Charlie, this represents the received our third grant from the Oklahoma Department of Transportation, who works with the federal government on safe routes to school.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been a very popular grant in across the states, and one that we have participated in to build sidewalks. The city of Bartlesville has to apply for that. We work with the school district, independent school district, to come up with the routes that the school district would like for us to put the sidewalks on. And then we, in this collaboration, we build sidewalks. And this grant was for $172,800 for these sidewalks. And of course, the city's share of that is just a little over $12,000. And it's in kind. That is, we'll be able to, the labor of both the school district, the time that we spend administering the grant and planning, we kind of split that little over $12,000, and the City Council, of course, received that, and we are grateful for the opportunity. And Nancy Waring, who applied for that grant, grants administrator, we appreciate her hard work and those things that she does to make our city a better a better city.
And part of those, that in-kind, I believe, as I recall, and please correct me if I'm wrong, also work by Bartlesville's Men in Blue, our police department, as far as speed enforcement and other traffic safety items as well back to school, yeah?
That would certainly be a portion of that $12,688, as I recall. Total overall grant, though, is $172,000. And again, an opportunity to construct sidewalks. We've done that in a number of locations now around the school system. And what a great grant that has turned out to be as we build sidewalks for kids to walk on and bicycle on. Charlie, there are a number of projects that are undergoing around the city. I'll just mention a couple of those. The hardening of the infrastructure, the generator at the water plant, as you recall, September, been now over a year ago.
September 13th.
Labor Day weekend.
14, so yeah. September 14, yeah.
That's correct. And we, through that windstorm, we suffered some damage at the water plant to the generation system. Lightning struck the generator itself. It sits outside. It's a huge generator. And there, lightning struck that and knocked all that system out of service for a period of about a day. As you could recall, the pressures were lessened and problems were created. And we did an engineering study. Of course, I want to add before we go too much further that it created a great line of communication between the Public Service Company of Oklahoma, the mayor of the city of Bartlesville, Tom Gorman, and Michael Gordon, and then the leadership of PSO out of Bartlesville and Tulsa came together and met to resolve the issue very quickly. And they a partnership was formed, and quickly we restored the power at the water plant. But in the engineering study, a structure was revealed to be needed around that generator with an electrical grounding grating system. So mm-hmm. It's got building a concrete structure that is large enough to enclose the generator. It's hardened for up to, I think, an F4 tornado with a grates over the top that are grounded and lightning proof.
Acts as a Faraday shield around the
grid. Exactly, Faraday. See, that falls under your purview, Charlie, as radio man at par excellence. That's my French there that you are.
I noticed that.
So I speak French, and I'm just kind of
semi-fluently.
Semi would be the sort of Renaissance.
That would have been somewhere around Block 5 or Block 6 of Basic Electronics at Radio Tech School at Keesler Air Force Base. Yes,
courtesy of Uncle Sam.
And I thank you for paying for it too. Thank you.
You're very welcome. So that project is ongoing. We're, of course, one of the only real construction project that's somewhat of a nuisance is over on the east side of town, where we have a little drainage project that's moving forward, Roselawn area. Some inconvenience there, but it's well underway, and weather permitting, I suspect we'll wrap up in the next 30 to 60 days.
Okay.
But it's a bit of an inconvenience. But I have to tell you that this summertime, there will be a number of projects that will begin this spring.
Do you have a specific number or just a number?
I'm looking at probably 6 or 8 that will begin. And there will be interruptions in traffic flow in a number of locations. So be prepared to be inconvenienced.
Bonsack fodder, huh?
Okay. Yeah, well, it is. I'm sure Friday for him, he'll mention the shortest distance between any two points is under construction. And then in kind of wrapping up community announcements, Charlie, fresh off the press.
Yes, as in they handed it to you on your way
out. He walked out as I was driving out of the parking lot to come to the radio station. Mr. Bailey handed me our sales tax report representing what would be the first 2 weeks of December and the last 2 weeks of November. Is what this sales tax period would represent, about a month.
So the early part of the official Christmas shopping season.
Really would. It would represent, if you think about it, Black Friday season, and then the first 2 weeks of December, which represent kind of the heat of the shopping season.
Mm-hmm.
And what was revealed is that we're down year over year down 3.30%, which continues a trend. In the 7 months since the financial year began, we've had one up period, and that was the previous period, which we were up 0.41%, a little less than 0.5% up this previous reporting period. In this particular reporting period, probably one of the most important, we're down 3.30%.
Now, if I'm reading that chart correctly, and I'm kind of looking at it sideways, so I might not be, compared to the previous December, it looks like we were only down 1.61%. Is that correct?
Yes, okay. That is correct. That's for the year, but okay. In the percent from prior years down 3.30%.
Okay.
So we'll do that percent from prior years. What we kind of use as a percent change from prior year, 1.61%. But we officially this is what we're going to go by.
Okay.
Is year prior year year over year.
Does that give you, because of the action the voters took to add the extra less than a penny sales tax, which is now being collected as of the 1st of January, does that give you cause for some optimism that these numbers will change, let's say, by April or so?
Well, they will. The next reporting period will represent the last 2 weeks of December, the first 2 weeks of January, which will reflect four-tenths of a percent will certainly be about a half of that, and that'll reveal, kind of give us some direction as to where we fall. But our economy, this reveals that our economy in Bartlesville continues to be soft, and certainly that is a reflection of the oil patch, of which we certainly are.
Mm-hmm.
As I listening to your radio station early this morning, and the reports, oil continues to slide.
Yes.
I think it set an 11-year low.
Sounds correct.
As I recall. So it continues to be somewhat of a problem. And Charlie, we can, what I would say is shop local.
Spend more money in the pro shop.
And that's exactly where we're going to go. Amazing that you, what a segue.
Well, thank you.
Into this particular item. Let me hand the microphone over to our golf pro. Good morning, it's Mr. Jerry Benedict, the Adams Golf Pro. Glad you could be here this morning and be a part of this radio program.
Thank you very much. I'm very glad to be here, always, to talk about the golf course.
And we kind of do this on an annual basis. Typically, it's, I think, a little closer to spring, but this year, as warm as it's been up till now, Charlie, your fault. It's been kind of spring-like, and I suspect that is in, because of the warmer weather, the golf pro play was probably pretty good this fall.
Yeah, it was. We had really good numbers come out in November and December also, until just right about Christmas time when the front hit, you know. But we've been busy up until then with lots of play, lots of new faces at the golf course this year, and so we're pretty good shape till then. Now it's put itself at a halt a little bit now, but
so would I have to wait this morning if I went out and started to, if you're not left here to go play around, would I be inhibited?
Jody would make you wait.
Oh, okay.
Because on the greens and stuff.
Might damage the greens.
Might damage
okay.
the greens, yeah.
Let's introduce you, Jerry. Okay. Jerry Benedict, our municipal pro, golf pro. Of course, we're talking about what I consider one of the finest municipal, well, let me just say one of, it is the finest municipal golf course in the state of Oklahoma. Here we have 18-hole championship golf course, that was established in 1963. As I recall, Jerry, here from our website, it measures 6,745 yards from the championship tees, and
I haven't seen in a long time.
and it's constructed around Turkey Creek. Turkey Creek flows right through the heart, meanders through the golf course, and of course, Adams is a part of Sooner Park. It's on the north side of northeast side of Sooner Park. And what a beautiful golf course. But before we talk about the golf course, Jerry, tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been the pro at Adams?
Well, when I came in here, Charlie asked me, what's a golf pro do in the winter?
That was a question we were going to ask and answer.
What I don't do is, I'm not down at Puerto Rico or Florida playing golf like your boss is, Charlie. And the city manager keeps me pretty well inundated with things.
There's a difference between owning the business and being an employee, I think.
So you're hooked up.
Yeah, we're hooked up. But 30 years this time I've been here in Bartlesville, and I started as an assistant pro here, graduate out of Oklahoma State, and then I came here for 5 years.
That would be the right school, Oklahoma
The right
State,
school, yes.
As opposed to the left one, I am.
Apparently.
Just don't want to take sides here.
Neither one of them were very right lately.
Yes, I remember the agonizing losses of both. Yes. That aside, go ahead.
Yeah. But anyway, so I spent from 70 to 75 here doing my apprenticeship, and then I moved to the left school, Oklahoma, then Norman, and became a public pro down there, and 11 years down there, and then I came back when Mark Cazar, the president of the PGA at that time, retired from here, and they decided to take me back. So
it was nice of them.
Yeah, it was nice of them, and the reasoning was that I had loosened up a little bit, you know.
Loosened up.
They didn't know that I'd loosened up a lot, but I'd loosened up a little bit.
Well, so how long you been this stretch with the city?
30 years now. And we did our 50th anniversary 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago, 64.
Had a celebration and get together out at the golf course.
And former pros came back. We had a great time there. But all in all, it's been a wonderful career for me. I'm very blessed to be in the Bartlesville.
And I think
these people putting up with me as long as they
have. Well, I think we're grateful to have you as our pro. And it says that you're a Class A member of the PGA. What does that mean? I'm not sure what a Class A member is.
Well, a Class A member means you paid your dues.
Okay, thank you. That's right to the right.
You have to go through training, and I had to do that in Bartlesville in 70 to 75. I served under a Class A professional, had to go to schools, and had to work under a superintendent for a period of 5 years. So, not a superintendent, but PGA golf pros for 5 years. So it's a very inundated program to become a PGA Class A member.
And we're grateful to have your leadership at the Adams Municipal. Of course, you work with a board that is almost all of the city's departments have a board of directors. I mean, the council is the ultimate board of directors, but we have these committees that give direction to you have a council member on your board. Who's that?
Yep, Dale Copeland.
And
he's been great to us.
Yeah, but he represents issues about the golf course to the city council as those things kind of percolate up from the citizens committee. How many members are on your board? Do you remember?
Yeah, there's seven total.
And who's the chairman of the board or of that committee?
Right now it's Marge Harvey.
Okay.
She's a member out at Adams, has been for years, and she's been a good leader for us. She's behind our programs and supports them, and has done a great job as the chairman of that operating committee. So she's the chairman. Then we have a former mayor on there, Harvey Little, former mayor.
Former mayor Harvey Little?
Yes.
Is a part of that?
Yeah. Who else we got on there?
so there are a number of seven individuals that make up that citizen civilian committee that represent the interest of the golf course, that represents the community itself. Is it's a representative form of government, this kind of government is as close as it gets to the people. And
we consider him our boss, Jody and I.
We don't consider
you our boss.
I understand.
We consider them.
Well, let's don't
boss,
talk about that on the radio program. We'll talk about it after the radio program. Jerry, as we talk about the golf course, talk a little bit about how it was the design of it and who was responsible for that and the kind of course that it is.
Yes, it's a great golf course, a public golf course. And Jody, by the way, is going to talk in a minute about some things. But, you know, if you got something great, you got to surround yourself with great people. Donald Trump or something, I think. But I've got Jody Shahan, and people all around the area have lost their greens this last year. I mean,
the last several years have been very difficult with the drought of 11-12.
Yes.
Really dry conditions and 110 degree weather, and then we went to 28 below, zero, and tremendous amounts of snow. Now, to carry on from there.
Yeah, well, I mean, like Golf Club of Oklahoma down in Tulsa and Southern Hills and many courses around have lost parts of their greens and stuff. Not Jody. He stayed with it. I don't think Jody's ever lost a green.
With that being said, let's pause for just a moment, Jerry, as we talk about the golf course itself. Let's segue, use that, wear out that word. That's something you ride that's a gyroscopic.
I'm going to say it's one of those things you hop on.
Exactly. So that's, we're going to hop on and we're going to ride on the shoulders of our superintendent. Morning, Jody.
Morning.
Introduce yourself to us this morning, Jody.
I am Jody Shahan. I'm the superintendent at Adams. A little bit about myself. I've been out there for 27 years, 25 full-time with the city, 10 years this September as the superintendent.
I remember when it's just about the time I was promoted to city manager on April Fool's Day of 2006. And Jody, I agree with the pro. The leadership that you provided alongside Jerry has really been exceptional, working with the Citizens Committee and the Council. Jody, talk a little bit about your responsibilities at the golf course. What is it that you do?
I oversee the maintenance side of the golf course, all the mowing, chemical applications, watering, all that. That's my side of it. You know, make sure the grass stays green where it's supposed to, and you know, just keep that overall look and playability where it needs to be.
And of course, you do that. If people think, I don't know how many acres is that thing? Y'all remember?
It's a little bit over 100 acres, and we maintain right at 80 of it.
And
what we maintain.
And when you say we, how many is the we? Total.
Three,
including you.
Three full-time people, and then summertime we'll bring on three summer help.
But so you typically most of the year manage with, right now there are three,
yes,
counting
sir.
You, so two and yourself are working on the golf course and making plans for this next playing season.
Yes,
and
sir.
The application of chemicals to keep the weeds where they need to be and the greens green and all those things that are necessary. A day in the life of, particularly in the summertime, how many hours do you spend a day out there at times?
I've been out there as long as 12 or 13. My day typically starts about 4:30.
In the afternoon?
No, that would be in the morning.
Well, that was my hours. I'm sorry. That's when I start. I apologize.
Yes, sir. So, you know.
So you can get prepped up for that 7 o'clock city council meeting, right?
That's correct. Yes.
So that's typically when my day starts. Get there, get everything opened up, get things ready for people. So as soon as they hit the door, they can get on whatever equipment they need to be on for the day and get started.
You make those assignments, Ms. Long, with making those assignments. You're out there doing the work.
I do.
So you're very hands-on superintendent. You don't sit in the office with your feet propped up. You're out there actually making things happen.
And that's a little bit of why I start at 4:30, is because there's a certain amount of paperwork involved with my job. And if it's dark and I can't be on the golf course, it kind of forces me to do that paperwork. But as soon as it's light, I hit the door and I'm gone for the day.
Some quiet quality time, quiet time as you begin your day out there.
Yes, sir.
I understand. And of course, you work in partnership with Jerry as you make planning. There are tournaments that, of course, the people that we have individual play every day, but along with that, there's coordination between the two of you working to provide a quality atmosphere and playing the fairways and the greens. You all cooperate together.
Yes, and you know, a lot of that boils down to, you know, when we have something big, United Way, the chamber tournament, legislative tournament, I like to be done with our stuff and off the golf course where those people never see us out there. You know, we're not in their way, that kind of stuff. So, I mean, we'll start really early on those days and get our stuff done.
So you were done before the rains came?
We were, yes, we were.
Jody, the things that have to go into maintaining the golf course, most of us are not aware of. The greens mowers, the specialty equipment, talk a little bit about that you have to use.
You know, by far we kind of break things up in sections, and the most important thing that we maintain are the greens. Greens get mowed 6 days. We have to do that. We use a ride-on greens mower. You know, it is set to cut our greens at an eighth of an inch. That's how short we cut them. So those things, they're kept on a real regular maintenance as far as keeping them sharp, keeping them set, all that good stuff. But, you know, 6 days a week, they're getting mowed. This time of year, you know, we'll still mow them once or twice a week because they don't ever just completely stop growing.
And, Jody, we've replaced some of those greens.
Yes.
I remember we overhauled those greens, several of them here, several years ago. Is that correct?
Yes, in the 2000. Is when some of those were rebuilt
and overhauled them and changed them. And of course, the Turkey Creek has been dammed up to make the play more interesting. And in fact, I think 12 of the you play over water features on like 12 of the fairways. Is that right, Pro?
Yeah.
Which makes it interesting.
Yep.
I remember here wasn't too long ago that the Pro, I went to him and he gave me a lesson.
Good.
Resigned immediately following the lesson or during the lesson, almost as bad as looked like Chevy Chase playing golf or something out there. And
well,
of course,
at least there's no gophers out there to interfere with play.
That would reminds me of another movie that I'm sure that
I gave him a recommendation.
Yes, he did. Yeah, I did. I haven't been back since. Anyway. Pro, along with the real grit of maintaining the golf course, and it truly is a diamond in the city. There's also a pro shop.
Yes.
So I can the facility has recently been remodeled.
Yes, we've added a big porch to accommodate tournaments and stuff, so they have a place to gather and look at the scores and stuff. But the people of Barnesville have a really great public golf course to go to. We're encouraging people to get out there, and we're going to have several free clinics through the spring and summer, and you'll see that advertised in the paper and stuff.
And the greens fees are reasonable.
Yes.
If somebody wants to come out and play golf, talk about the greens fees. We only have a couple of minutes left in the program. Talk a little bit about that if I want to come play golf.
We got memberships, and you can buy a membership anytime during the year. You don't have to wait till a certain time. We give you a month free on the membership. A membership for a single individual, younger guy, we have a 20% off for under 35 years of age. And we also have very reasonable. It's under $1,000 a year for a membership. And we have special memberships for weekdays that are like $600. So very reasonable to play golf at Adams. If you wanted to come out on just a regular day and play, it's about $25 for green fee and cart if you don't have a membership. So it's very reasonable to play. And it's a really good quality golf course here.
And of course, we have the amenities. There's a putting green there on the northwest corner.
Got a full practice facility.
Driving range.
State-of-the-art driving range and practice facility for your short game and stuff. So we have all the amenities to get started playing golf and play golf.
And if you need one of your... You
can go to the city website, cityofbartlesville.org and go on the Adams icon and check the golf course out there. And we're on Facebook also. So, but just give us a call. We have professional instruction out there for you. We have free clinics available. We'll give you those dates. We've got a wonderful junior program that starts off right after school for the kids and your family and stuff. So we invite you to come on out.
Jerry, good job. And Jody, thank you for all that you do. Jerry, my favorite superintendent and pro, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thanks.
Jerry,
thank you.
You bet. Yeah. Charlie, thank you, and may God bless the city of Bartlesville.
Thank you very much for a great presentation. Thank you.
Not feeling well? Visit Bartlesville Urgent Care next to Aspen Dental. This is AM 1400, KWON Bartlesville, and K2.